Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is known as the Good Shepherd Sunday. It's the fourth Sunday in Easter. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Indola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. Today we are encouraged by Saint Peter to get baptized and repent from our sins. But before that, he gave a mighty sermon in the first reading of today, which is from Acts chapter 2, verses 14 and forward. He speaks so clearly and so profoundly, and that the people listening were really affected. And they said, "What are we to do, my brothers?" But in this case, St. Peter offers them the answer. He says, "Repent and be baptized." Repent is the first word, and this means that we must become aware of our faults and failings and our desperate need for God's forgiveness. Sin is there in the recesses of our hearts. It's only second nature for us to be selfish. We start at a very young age, when we get most things that we want. We learn ways of manipulating our parents into giving us what we want. Very early on, we cry, we bawl, and we throw tantrums, and our mothers give in, usually. Really, we do get what we want in other ways. As we grow up, we never stop manipulating. We find more and more sophisticated ways of doing it. Like getting depressed, showing that we are not happy, sulking, complaining. We find ourselves in our adult lives getting what we want by various ways of what we now know are manipulations. Psychological terrorism, you could call it, I like to call it. If you don't do this or give me that, I will find ways of punishing you. Yes, we are complex. In all things, we are motivated by a silent inner voice, and this is mixed with all sorts of impurities. A pure motivation expects nothing in return, and anything good we do, it ought to be as a grateful response to the greatest thing ever done for anyone, and that is Jesus' offering of himself for us, and for me, and for you, on the cross. Likewise, I am sure if we see our baptism in this light, we'll see that it is a commitment to a ball game of a different kind, but it's also a heavenly and eternal calling, which is our road and destination in heaven. We have to do things to get there. It's not the magic carpet. It is a continuous learning and a lifelong commitment. We must refuse Satan and all his empty promises. We must appreciate the tremendous gift of love shown to us on the cross. A good example. Just imagine that we are like the beautiful child being dandled upon our mother's knee. We are loved beyond all telling. And this is the greatest happiness we will ever have from a human point of view. Our mother is like God, and she will do anything to help us and nurture us and bundle us in great delight. That is the best image I can give you. Why am I giving you that image? Well, that baby that is loved unconditionally is the best zone for eternal happiness. It's the best place to be. The baby can do nothing, only soak up the unconditional love of his or her mother. We ought to be like babies all our lives. If we can get back to this zone while still being responsible adults, but with a childlike trust in our beautiful, loving and all-protecting mother, who is like God in this image or analogy, then we are on the right way. Yes, when we grow, we do kindness and corporal works of mercy because we are forever grateful to our mother who is God, for our home in heaven, which we are guaranteed by Him. Religion, they say, will decline as societies develop. 64% of young adults drop out of our church at some point during their 20s. Fewer people are willing and interested to follow the footsteps of the apostles, but also lost with the disappointment with church. Example, the abuse cases. Materialism that exists in the church, maybe the non-availability of ministers and priests and bishops and those where most needed. The church seems to be non-relevant, and people are lost because of that. Poor teaching also creates a lack of understanding of church doctrine, causes them to be lost from Christ. God doesn't give up on us and everyone He has created until He catches up on us and devours us with His divine love. This is a very different notion of who God is. Maybe what we have in our minds, a fierce God who takes account of all our sins and our misdemeanors and throws them at us on Judgment Day. Nor is it the God that Jesus proclaimed when He came among us and did His miracles and preached the gospel and showed us how God loves us by dying for us on the cross. And today, the beautiful image of the Good Shepherd is a beautiful image of God Himself. The Good Shepherd looks after His sheep. He knows their voices, and each animal knows the voice of the Good Shepherd. The shepherds come into a cave all together, and they go in with all their sheep to be safe from the wolves and the dangers of night. And in the morning, each shepherd comes out of the cave one by one and calls his sheep. And from among the herds of sheep, his sheep will come to his voice. And that's what Jesus meant. And we recognize Jesus' voice. We know the truth, and we know what's good and what's bad. And we know that when something good happens for us, and sometimes it comes when something bad happens, we find that consolation in God. Jesus is showing us in today's readings that He needs to use us who know the love of God. We claim to know the love of God. We who go to church, we claim to know that God loves us and that He will never abandon us. But He needs us to help to spread that good news to the world. Sometimes we talk it, we write it, we say it, we show by witnessing to that in our lives and how we remain faithful to God and wait for His intervention and His salvation to us. May God help you and bless you today to be encouraged by these words. He needs us and people called to His priesthood and sisterhood and brotherhood and leaders in the church to be there as instruments of His love that He has for everyone, and especially seeking out the lost. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you every God's graces and blessings today and in the week ahead.